CliffCentral.com.
Okay, let's move to somebody who I'm 1,000% certain has not shot anybody that I know of, right? He's a fantastic guy. He's done... it's always a pleasure when he comes in the studio because he is a firecracker. He gets everyone in here going. He riles up our colleague Barrett Simpiwe as well. He riles her up. So I love it. I do love to watch as a conscientious observer. But on a serious note, he is the CEO of Catalytic. And if you haven't listened before, you can catch him live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Here on Cliff Central. Otherwise, you can get the podcast unbundled wherever you get your podcasts. Joining us now from perhaps a secret location, I'll let him reveal it, the CEO of Catalytic, Jaco Voigt. Jaco, how's it going?
Good morning, everybody. Good and you.
Oh, that sunlight. Listen, it is grim here in Johannesburg.
I know you somewhere nice.
It's a big flex. You look happy there, Jaco.
Just working in the office. What can I say?
Yeah.
We've all used that line before, but haven't had our cameras on.
Yeah.
About that. Some mountains.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
A little bit of sunshine. Mbalelo, I don't know if you know this brand.
Yes.
Oh, Turbador. Yes.
Michael, you're a coffee guy?
Oh, I love Turbador coffee because they got dogs at the place.
Exactly that. And they've got a nice little shop about 200 meters here from where I'm staying at the moment. So I had a great start to the morning. I waited for them to open the doors and warm up the coffee machine. So it was a good start to the morning.
Was that a rhino we saw in your garden?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a white
one. Wow. You're living the laugh.
Yeah, that's it.
This is Africa, what can we say?
Hey, pet rhino. That's the next level. Turbador coffee and pet rhino.
It actually made me think about some P-Way quite a bit, seeing that she was on this dog plug last week.
Yeah. So
I'm still learning so much, Jaco. Like, I'm in disbelief. Like, you dog lovers are something else. I can say that for sure.
But listen, on that note, actually, I found a solution for you. So I was reading on the plane, Xiaomi, which is obviously some other Chinese company. They've created a cyber dog. So for about just over 20,000 rand, you can have a cyber dog that doesn't have to scare you. And apparently it can carry up to 3 kgs and you don't have to send it to school.
There we go.
It will learn from you.
No. Wait, sorry. Before we get to the cyber and not being scared, did you just say 20,000 rand? Just boom, bam, just like that.
I must spend 20K. Yes.
But
that's not your total cost of ownership because you have to put power into it every now and again. So, you know, it will become more expensive as you go along, you know?
But can you see the times we live in with load shedding? I don't think it's going to be good for me to get that kind of dog. You know what I mean?
Like, it would work once a week.
Can't take it out for walks now, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cheaper than...
You have to... I really feel that you have to get a dog. So it's either this one or a live one. You can pick.
I agree.
Can I just get a man, you know?
Oh. Start off with a Tamagotchi and see how
what
that goes.
Putting,
yeah.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, if you have to get something, I'm sure I can just get a man.
Man, yeah.
Okay, but now on that note, and you knew I was going to do this. Mbalelo, I was in the office last week.
Okay.
And I think you were at a meeting or something. I don't know where you were.
Probably getting a massage.
I was chatting to Simpiwe and then Jane came in and I got a cultural lesson about shaking the salt.
Okay.
You know about that?
Like, I've recently... Now, let's talk about shaking the salt, eh?
Shaking the salt. That's what I got taught.
Okay. Educate us. I mean...
So much running through my mind.
Yeah. Wow. Shaking the
you
salt.
You don't know how to offer it. Okay, Simpiwe. How does that work?
Okay. So...
When you started with a Mariah Carey like that, I thought, okay, cool. It's an ideal moment to bring up the subject.
That's it. All right. So shaking the salt. Simpiwe, take it away.
So I will lead that Al Shane was the one, you know, educating Yaku on this and leading in this conversation. But basically, it's about, I wouldn't say even shaking. I would say removing the salt. So this is usually, yeah, you need to get rid of the salt. And usually someone will say that when they have not had sex in a very long period of time. So, you know, when they're about to, you know, get done and do the things, they usually say, yeah, you know, they're removing the salt. And when they haven't had sex in a long time, they'll be like, yeah, they have salt. Like, now, so if you hear someone say that,
okay,
that is code for they haven't had sex in a very long time, or a long time for them. And then once they've removed the salt, they've done the things to be done, and the pots have been found.
Okay, now I
and then apparently, if you don't remove the salt, then you don't become a lucky person.
And that's very true.
You're cranky, you're unhappy, you're a miserable person. We don't want you around us and our space. So do the things to be done to make you happy so that the rest of the world is happy.
And I agree with this, because when somebody's miserable, the first thing I ask them is, when was the last time you got laid? Immediately. I always go down to that, is when was the last time you got some action? Question. No, but if you're going to be grumpy, I mean, it's personal for me now. If I have to experience a grumpy person, then let's get down to the bottom of it. Go and service the pipes, and maybe you come back with the correct energy. Go and shake the salt. And I'm not shy to ask it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you can just be a bit more discreet about it and say, you look like you're filling up with salt. and then also, what I've also learned is the term very long, as you heard Pee-wee say now, that differs between people. What is very long, Tim?
Well, it depends how often you want to get some action. For some people, 3 days is a very long time. Mm-hmm. For others, a week. Others, 3 weeks. Others, a month. It's all up to you and how, you know, how often you need to get some. Like, it's all dependent on you. But the minute we see you act a bit offish and whatnot, then we're like, nah, dude, you just, that's why it's got you.
Marco, do you know any mates who could just do with getting laid?
I get these images of somebody that's been in Siberia for 2 years, and it's cold and dark, and that sounds to me like a very long time. So I don't know, like 3 days,
listen.
It's all relative.
Yeah, these kids are wild, Yaku. Let me tell you that. They're wild. They're living their best lives. And so you'll be shocked at what they define as long, you know.
Yeah.
Yaku, I got a question for you. We're all from different generations here. What was like the hit song when you were growing up?
Yeesh. Okay. Now we go. I heard you referring to the Titanic song. That was, but that was not my generation.
What, hadn't even sunk?
We're still being built.
Oh, we're starting like that now.
Yeah, no,
we're
that's up with salt, man. That's the energy. Yeah, you guys need to go and shake out the salt.
So in our days, Jennifer Rush, "The Power of Love," was a hit song.
What a great song!
I don't know Jennifer Rush.
Anything?
Oh,
my word!
Oh,
you don't want to hum it. You don't want to just be like, how does it go, Chief? Maybe we know the chorus.
Sims, you're not going to catch me like that. It's too early in the morning for that. Then there was also Michael Bolton was quite big.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Houston, as we heard earlier. Yeah, Whitney was great. Queen.
Oh, yes.
Queen in the Gang.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the techno era started, what was that? No Limits. What was that? Come on, Sims, you must know that.
Evanescence.
No, it's not. No Limits. No Limits.
I think what was the band called? It was like Too Unlimited or something like that.
No Doubt. Know that. Oh, what are we talking about here?
No, Jesus, it was a techno song.
But, oh, wait, is the song called No Limits?
Not Depeche Mode? Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Someone said here, Too Unlimited. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jenny.
Shout out, Jenny.
Yeah, you can't make us do that. It's been like, no, 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 there's no limit. Come on, you have to know that song.
All-timer. What? Michael, you don't know that song?
I can't believe you made it.
No.
Incredible. Okay, well, no, listen. But Michael's going through.
Where did you grow up, Michael?
He grew up eating.
Johannesburg.
Yeah, he was eating mangoes in a swimming pool.
Okay.
Yeah, he grew up eating mangoes in a swimming pool.
Yeah, so we had wide ranging stuff, and then it was obviously AC/DC, Def Leppard, all of those. So it was like quite wide ranging.
Yeah. I remember the Venga Boys.
And then obviously the Afrikaans scene was quite different then.
Yeah.
We didn't have Kurt Darren yet. so we had people like Lorica Rauch, Blaise Bridges.
Yeah.
Annelie van Rooyen. It was a bit more limited then.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. All right, well, I mean, that's what was happening. I like that you said Evanescence just now, Michael, as though that was...
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Saying you're like 20. Yeah, you're like 30. All right, Yaku, now that we've got obviously your... favorite music hits. We know you have a pet rhino now. You're into higher quality coffee. It's let's get into actually what you do from, I don't know, 9 in the morning to 12 at night, I would imagine, with what your work schedule must be like. Is you are running Catalytic, and of course you got the podcast with us, but I wanted to chat a little bit about what's the business about, what do you do, I mean, what is your sort of your offering to all of us? And I wanted to just get into that, because I think with so many offerings in the ISP space, let's start there, and internet's become such a confusing conversation. Connectivity is becoming such a confusing conversation. So maybe you could let us know what you do and what Catalytic is all about.
Thank you for that. So I tend to have these conversations quite a bit, and I think the especially in the last 18-24 months, the market has shifted. So traditionally, ISP was quite a almost like a nice and easy business. You put in a line into a customer's business, and then, you know, you provide them with internet. So it's water, like water in a pipe. And then obviously, what happened on inside of that network behind the router that the ISP would deliver, that would be the customer's problem. And they would typically then have a different IT outsource company or IT guy, or maybe some in-house IT resources that works for them. And then, as we know, then the cloud developed, and all of that stuff has started shifting into the cloud. So I don't think that you can find somebody that can just call themselves an internet service provider anymore, because customers expect more from us, and we have to deliver more services to them. So the minute you deliver a service to a customer now, and I always refer to connectivity is just the starting point. It's just the mechanism to connect the customer to our network so that we can deliver other services to them. So that's just like the umbilical cord. And then from there, we would then layer on voice services, cloud services, security services, all those kind of things. And I think for where we're at the moment, customers want to preferably deal with one entity, and then they want an expert service provider that can deliver all of those kind of services. So I always refer to us as a managed service provider. We've got to do more than just one service to the customer.
That's awesome, because I don't want to be too confused. I don't want to have like 6 people, which is what my situation at home, right? Sorting out my problem, and it's never the people who laid down the fiber. It's never their fault when you phone them. Okay, phone your ISP. I phone my ISP. Have you got this code? No, I don't have the code. Who did you speak to? Bloody hell, you know, when I give you my money, we never have this problem then. You're happy to take my money without these T's and C's, but now you put me through bloody murder.
I'm actually glad that you brought that up, Mbulelo, because I think one of the things that, because of all this different confusion, customers are perpetually skeptical of the service that they're going to deliver or that they're going to receive. And they also, it's very easy for customers to become unhappy, because there is a lot of choice, And you know, they tend to have you on the hamster wheel to deliver service. But I think the biggest thing for us is it's not a technical discussion. It's a business discussion. You know, so for us, the most time that we spend is almost educating customers around what the technology future and the roadmaps look like, and then secondly is mapping out their journey with them. So, you know, so if we can get a customer to buy into the fact that we're gonna walk a road with them instead of just providing a service, so it almost becomes more of a let me call it a partnership than a one-way service delivery, yeah, relationship. Then things become a lot better and easier, and then we tend to have long and happy relationships.
So I don't know about you guys, Simpiwe and Michael, but whenever I go onto a page, right, and Jaco, I know this is quite rudimentary for you, but I think a lot of people might want to know this, and I say a lot of people, maybe it's just me, I'm an idiot, is that I always see an option for home internet, right? And then I always see an option for business internet. And then whenever I click on the business one, I'm like, why is this one more expensive? What's going on? Because I can just get a 100 meg line that's a home line. Am I being ripped off here? Like, what's going on there? Because I don't know those technicalities. And Michael pointed out earlier, I'm a moron. I'm not even a chemical engineer. So I don't know these things. I like
did not say that.
Yeah, you did a little bit. You kind of inferred it. Yeah, hurt my feelings, but I'm a professional, so that's why I'm not crying on camera. But Jaco, what is the difference, business and home internet? I've never understood it.
So one of the what that question highlights for us is probably the biggest problem that we have in our industry is we have these ubiquitous terms, you know, like cloud or fiber. And like you correctly pointed out now, you get a home-type fiber service and you get a business-type fiber service. Now, what I always, the analogy that I like to use is if you want to put tires on your car, there's many places where you can go and acquire tires. And that ranges from Tiger Wheel and Tire or Super Quick to the guy on the side of the road that's got those tires stacked up in, you know, there's different shapes and forms. And what it does, it's made from rubber, it's round, it's going to fit in your car, and it's probably going to roll and get you somewhere. And even when you walk into a tire shop, there's different price ranges, you know, so you can get something really, really cheap and nasty, and then you can get the best of the best that's only going to last you 10,000 kilometers, but you'll know, it will never skid off the road and kill you. And fiber is very similar to that. So there's different underlying technologies that allows the home fiber to become at a reasonable price point. So in other words, the technology that they use to deliver the home fiber is a shared type basis. So in other words, you're never going to get guaranteed service out of that, which for most of us is fine when we're at home because we're downloading and if there's a little bit of latency and stuff like that, it doesn't really matter. In the business world where we have real-time business critical applications, we need a higher quality of fiber. And then obviously also the service level that's attached to the service. So in other words, when that fiber breaks, where is the priority going to go in terms of fixing it? That business fiber, the more expensive one that you referred to, that's going to get priority and that gets monitored and managed a lot more actively than the fiber that you get at home. And that's sort of the difference. So then there's other technical permutations to that, but the reality is, at a business level, there's certain guarantees that you want around uptime, availability, the service that's attached to it,
yeah,
that makes that differentiation, and that's what you pay for.
And for more on that, because I actually that's an awesome thing to be able to discern, because I go to companies all the time and they complain about their internet and I go, oh my goodness. And then you hear stories like they don't know these idiosyncrasies, right? And everybody thinks they know everything. But hey, there's a great Afrikaans saying, what did they say? Dierkoop is goedkoop, I believe they say. and you get what you pay for in life. I'm not Afrikaans, so you know, but thank you for helping me there. Goedkoop is duurkoop. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
But I really believe in that. What's that, Simpiwe?
What does that mean?
Yeah, could
it means, it means if you buy the cheapest, it's going to end up costing you more.
True.
Yeah. And for more on that, you can go to catalytic.co.za. And Yaku, who have you got on the podcast this week? Who are you speaking to on Unbundled?
I'm actually, I've got a lady that, and it's something that's been sort of front of mind for me quite a bit. So I've got a lady coming to chat to us about digital marketing. And in business, again, you know, we have to use technology to you know, live in the world that be relevant in the world that we at. So she's going to come and chat to us about what strategies you can follow to make digital marketing work for you. I've been through that, and I mean, that's actually how I ended up at Cliff Central. You know, we've also gone through all of those, optimizing your Google pages and search and this and that. And typically, when you speak to agencies, it's a minefield that you have to navigate. Mm. And we're going to chat to somebody around how to make it easy for business to get into that digital marketing space if you're not there yet. And believe it or not, there is still a lot of people that believe that you know, putting up a billboard or printing a flyer is still the way to go. So that's what we're going to chat about on Tuesday. So I'm looking quite forward to that. I think it's going to be very interesting.
That's awesome. That's that'll be Tuesday, 9 a.m. Live on, of course, you can catch that on the Cliff Central app. Otherwise, if you're getting the podcast, cliffcentral.com and wherever you get your podcast. But, Marco, I wanted to bring you... Go ahead.
Can I add something?
Sure.
That I think Yaku forgot that he also does Unbundled Boost. So he speaks to like other small business entrepreneurs, and he talks to them about their journey and how they got started and all of that. So you can also catch Unbundled Boost on cliffcentral.com.
And please feel free to send emails to contact@cliffcentral.com should you be one of those small businesses. Please don't be shy to get a hold of us. We'll pass that on and make sure that Yaku and the guys get that. And you know, and no chances. I mean, most of our listeners are the real deal, right? So, but please use the opportunity.
No, we've had it's been an awesome journey that we've had such interesting. I mean, we've had from people that do barriers for sharks, you know, like instead of doing nets, all the way to people that do bath products, all the way to people that do you know, recycle plastic bags and give people in the communities an opportunity. So. It's been a really interesting journey, and I'm looking very forward to what's coming. Again, yeah, it's a platform where people can just come and shamelessly punt their business. You know, it's let's call it a bit of a longer elevator pitch. So, yeah, people mustn't be shy. They must come and tell us and see if we can get things going for them.
I love that. And because Yaku's too humble, so catalytic.co.za for more info on what Yaku does now. But Yaku's super humble, right, Marco? You heard of Vox?
Vox Telecoms. Mm. Yeah, they're internet service provider, or like Lay Fiber or something.
Yeah.
Okay, school me, guys. What are Vox?
Did you ever? So, what do you think? Big company, small company? What are they up to, Michael? When you see Vox?
No, big company.
How are they doing?
Big company.
So, and the man to your on-screen left. So, but to your right shoulder, actually started that company. You ever think you'd be on screen?
Oh, I knew it. I knew we were talking to a billionaire, right? I knew it. You had a rhino in your backyard. You're really cool. You're down to earth. I knew it.
I'm actually sitting at my neighbor's. It's all fake. I'm joking.
No, but Yaku, I think...
Valeria, you must stop doing this, man.
No, you know what? Yaku, I wanted to touch on it because...
I'm glad the sun is beaming down on me that you can't see how you're making me blush.
Because...
So stop doing this.
But you know what? It's not about the money for me. Is that, you know, very few... We're in a time now, I mean, we're dealing with Eskom and whatever as South Africans. And for me, it's not... I mean, I like that Michael went straight to the money, but... For me, it's the journey to doing great things. And I don't want South Africans believing that because everything at state level is eroding, that there aren't people that are willing to put their lives on the line to build great things. And I think, you know, Americans do it really well where they champion their champions. And I think it is a landmark company, and you've done great things. And I just want to not only thank you, but thank you on behalf of the families who you fed and allowed to, you know, put South Africa on the map. But there's been thousands of family that have been fed by that company, and also for South Africans too. It's great for brand South Africa. Like, hey, look what we're doing. It's a world-class product. So I just thought I'd bring that up as well, so that people know that, you know, you go to Catalytic, you're not dealing with somebody who's Mafikizolo here. You're dealing with somebody who's put in the hours, right? So Jaco, I just wanted to champion that. And obviously Michael Flax will now share this on social media and probably be besties with you.
So Mbalela, on that note, maybe, and I don't talk about it often, but one of the byproducts of this global pandemic that we've been living under is I'm not sure if you guys know, but there's a global chip supply shortage. So that's impacted anything that's got electronics in it, from computers to cars to everything. So if for a business, if you wanted to go and buy let's say a premise-based server today, you're probably going to wait anything between 6 and 18 months, depending on what brand and stuff you do. So there's a real crunch in terms of availability of computer hardware, and it's a worldwide phenomena. Apparently, there's obviously some global supply chain stuff. Some of the factories had to shut down due to COVID stuff. There's apparently a very big factory in China that burned down. So all of those things have led to this. What we've done from a Catalytic perspective, and it's imminent for launch, is we've secured quite a number of enterprise servers, so business servers. I think we've got about 200 or 300 at hand that's available immediately, and we're launching. And I hate to call it this, but let's go with it. Almost like a Black Friday special. So for anybody that's been shopping around and battling to secure hardware, we've got server hardware available in our data center on tap. So it's available like from today. We can immediately deliver that. So that's maybe something that can be of quite good interest for any business that's shopping around and need to know about stuff.
Fantastic. And where can people get a hold of you, Jaco, should they wish to get that?
The best place to start is catalytic.co.za.
Okay.
And then obviously we've got a LinkedIn page, which is called Catalytic Communications, where that's where we do the bulk of the Cliff Central stuff that we're pushing out. So LinkedIn is a great place to start. I'm obviously there on LinkedIn, so if people want to then connect to me like that and find out more, we've got that. And we've got Let's Connect at catalytic.co.za is our contact email.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, Jaco, hey, that's a great note to end off on. And for me, I think it's important. Once again, I will champion South Africa till the death. And if you've done it before with that company, Catalytic's doing incredible things now. So keep rocking. And Jaco, keep the energy, man, because we love it. I know certainly that everybody at Cliff Central, when you're here, is, hey, it would be tough to be fake for like 2 years that you've kind of been in the mix, right? It is who you are, and you've got that great energy. So thank you for constantly bringing that and championing this great country to keep doing great things.
Thank you for that. But listen, I just come there to learn. That's all that happens when I come to Cliff Central.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Jaco, enjoy yourself.
Being humble.
Yeah, enjoy yourself in that location of yours. Look after that rhino. They are herbivores, so you're probably going to have to go get some lawn as well a little bit later.
Wow. I did this at great expense after Simbuye, this mid-rand where I stay blatantly last week. So I thought, and they say it cannot be a mid-rand when I join the show
I hear you. I hear you.
Cool. No, guys.
No, Simpiwe. Sorry.
Not stay in Midrand.
We got to go, Simpiwe.
I am in Midrand.
Yeah, he is in Midrand now.
Levels.
It doesn't matter. It's Midrand.
Yeah. No,
levels. That's, okay.
That's, the postal code says Midrand. Yeah. That's where I stay. You know, so.
Incredible stuff. All right.
Check says waterfall.
Right.
All right. Jaco, look after yourself and enjoy the rest of the week. Michael will sign off on this. Michael says, the show offers us the opportunity to love being South African more than any other South African media expression. Well done to all. Happy Wednesday. I think that's a fantastic place to end off in. CliffCentral.com